This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's a paradox that we don't want to hype this thing too much up and hurt the economy, but we don't want to get caught flat-footed. Exclusive: Chinese doctors say Wuhan coronavirus reinfection even deadlier. We'll get into those articles in a moment with Stuart Rhodes. But regardless, we kept asking after the failed impeachment, after the failed indictment, and all of it, what will the next attack be? And now it's this. So Dr. Stephen Shanik, what are your predictions about what's coming in the future?
Number one, Trump will win. Number two, there'll be a realignment of the entire Democratic Party, and he will probably get rid of Pence and a group of other people within his administration once he's back in. The coronavirus will spread. And within a month to 2 months, it'll be over. And then in a year, we will have a vaccine that may or may not work. I'm not a great believer in these vaccines against the flu. So to me, you're going to have it one way or the other. So you might as well be prepared, as you said, in terms of your own immunity system, get it in the best of shape. If you're a smoker, stop smoking. If you're drinking, this is not going to help. So basically, you're going to have a pandemic. It'll be over in a month and a half, and there's very little this government can do or will do. They're dysfunctional. You have too big a system that doesn't work, and we've said it for years. Now you're seeing that. You see the end of the Democrats. You see the end of the Republicans. And what you're going to see is the rise of the minority and the millennials, pretty much. And that's not going to be relevant to our system.
So this is epic stuff, though. I mean, Stuart, what do you see?
You know, I got a 2.2 million army. Most of them are not well-trained. I can't rely on most of my generals. I've got generals who have combat flags that they were in Panama. I was in Panama with Noriega, or they had a Grenada combat flag. In other words, I've got a military that's dysfunctional. I've got 16 intelligence units that are worthless. They all want to have their own little job. But when I need an integrated intelligence prediction, it doesn't work. The CIA doesn't work. The NSA doesn't work. Cyber communication.
By the way, we're not bragging, but isn't InfoWars with all our guests, we've been giving the real integrated intelligence analysis.
I've said that for 18 years. You've been ahead of the curve. I mean, honestly.
But I'm not even trying to toot our horn. It's scary that we saw Trump was going to win 2 years before he did, and that half his support was. I mean, the globalists are like they don't even get what's going on.
Blinders.
What do you say?
Blinders.
Well, they're not only white. Look, you got to remember something, and I got to make it clear to people out there. You got Soros, all right? When I was in the Council on Foreign Relations, he was there. When I was in the Soviet Union in the 70s, he was there. So what I'm getting to the audience is you don't have somebody who's just left-wing and giving money. You've got an underlying intelligence system that plays on both sides. That's what I'm trying to say to both of you. It's not an issue of either or. From our point of view in the very deep state, we play both sides. The Soros belongs to that. He was there with Sakharov. I don't agree with other things he did. I don't get along with him, but that's not relevant. My point is he is part of an institution that's far deeper than anybody talked about. It's not part of the Constitution, but don't kid yourself that the intelligence system isn't working on both sides or all sides, and nobody's accountable, as you saw in the
back in 60 seconds. Let's talk about that. I get the Hegelian dialectic, but what about the straight shot? That's my dialectic. Just 100%, this is it. We'll be right back. I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you'd like to see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all.
By the way, it's my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is a... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oh, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun.
Why attack them?
You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay. 3,900 of them right here in the state of North South Carolina.
Give me a break. Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
$1.2 billion. So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift.
I'm looking forward to appointing the first African American woman to the United States Senate.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from life.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had two cranial aneurysms. And they literally had to take the top of my head off. I mean, they take a saw and they cut your head off and go in to find the artery that is, one was leaking, the other that hadn't, before it burst.
Focus on cancer, Alzheimer's, and as well as diabetes. Ladies and gentlemen, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again and look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Do Supreme. That's something. Asylum. We've got Dr. Stephen Pachinik, who's run major lunatic asylums. Dr. Pachinik, what do you make of that compilation of just some of the gaffes of Joe Biden? I mean, I don't want to be mean here, but it's like an alternate dimension. Although the Democrats' front runner is literally in late-stage dementia on the stage. Where does this go?
this goes seriously downhill from here, he cannot even serve. I mean, on a simple basis of a medical exam, there isn't one doctor, and I was a board examiner, who can clear him for mental status, that he knows where he is, what the time is, and where he's going. I mean, it's sad, but there's no way he's going to become president.
No, I agree. No, so how are they still pushing him? How is he the front runner?
Because the sense of the self, what happened when they came in, when Michael Bloomberg came in and tried to buy the election, the only thing that was left to any of these people who had already screwed themselves in the impeachment suit was the fact that we're going to have, quote, a moderate candidate as opposed to a more lucid socialist. But on the other hand, he is medically impaired as well.
So by the way, I see you laughing. Bloomberg did Mary Poppins things and things as a Little Mermaid. And he did ads saying, I will tell you how to live, America. I'm coming to run your life. That's like archetypally how you would like have someone not vote for you. Now these people, you say, I agree, Bloomberg, he shakes dogs' faces. He like sticks his fingers in like buffets and licks them and sticks them back in. I mean, what the? Do you have to be completely mentally ill to have $78 million?
Well, I've known about Bloomberg for over 30 years. Basically, he's an ambitious man who became restless. He didn't know what to do. He made his money. I'm not sure it was worth all that money, but nevertheless, he went on to become mayor. And he did a fair job as a mayor. I can't criticize him.
Absolutely gross. That boy
but I'm
sorry.
I can't.
Sorry, we got Bloomberg smacking in the background.
I mean, you hit it on the head. There's nothing I can say to the man. He just spent
imagine you show up at people's house to impress them, and there's like a buffet, and you stick your hands in the main tingle, and it's tingle patty. It's a freaking space alien.
You know what? This is the most expensive comedy show I've ever seen. Democratic Party.
No, I agree. It's so unreal. I think this may be a simulation now. In fact, what's the phenomenon where you're a psychiatrist, you're on crazy people, and you go crazy? Because I think I'm going crazy.
You know what? I left the field because after a while, you don't tolerate what comes on. These guys are so narcissistic. You got to understand the notion of I for this individual, man or woman or transgender, is so great. They don't know reality. They couldn't care about reality. So they live in Disneyland, which is in Washington. They live in Disneyland, which is Congress or the Senate, and they do nothing. It's all process. And they voted $8 billion now. Where are you going to spend $8 billion in what? Masks? In hazmat suits? I don't even know where you're going to put $8 billion. So the point of fact.
Well, exactly. The factories can't even produce that the next month.
Well, that's my point. But basically, you have a system that is so dysfunctional, it's obvious. And people are just basically saying, forget it. I'm working at the local level. I'm working with my cops. I'm working with the fire department. I don't.
So it's
really
like
care.
The Greek gods. Once people forgot them, they had no more power.
And you got. Oh, that's a good analogy. That's excellent, actually. Al. Very good.
So what comes next? What do you expect? Because they're not going to give up here. What's the next tantrum?
Well, you know, you hit something when you said about the Greek gods. There's an old saying that Mao Zedong said. The higher the monkey goes, the further he falls. So you're going to see the Democratic Party really tumble down. You're going to see all kinds of accusations. You're going to see all kinds of denouement. You're going to see a catastrophe, you know, basically a drama show, a comedy drama show in the Democratic Party. And Trump is going to tweet his heart off and say, okay, let's work with Biden, senile. Let's work with Bernie, the millionaire socialist, and he'll have a ball. Basically, Trump will come in, and from that point on, I predict we're going to have a devolution of serious power from that point on, and people will really not be interested anymore on the federal level.
No, I agree. When you're reigning lobotomized monkeys, it's still dangerous, though. Because, I mean, I don't even, I'm not an elitist thinking I'm smart, but I look at these people, they're like crazy people. I mean, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
When you said lobotomized monkeys, I mean, that's a heck of a metaphor. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, jump in anytime you want, Stuart.
Yeah, Doctor, I was. What about the theory, though, that, or my theory, actually, that all Biden is a placeholder? He's intentionally incompetent so that when he's in and Hillary's the vice president, they can use the 25th Amendment.
Here's Biden serving.
They can use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him and bring Hillary in.
You know what? It's an interesting theory, but I think it's as much of a theory as you can do, because if Hillary comes in, the Republican, you know, there'll be a massive protest to the degree that you'll see violence on the street. So from a point of view that you said, yeah, it's a, what we call a heuristic concept, I wouldn't disagree with it. But the reality is, I don't think even Hillary would accept that Biden is anywhere near competent. And basically, whenever she's going to get rid of him, that's not going to work. I mean, those days in the Constitution.
Well, let's come back one more segment. You'll continue on with us, Stuart. We got one more segment with Dr. Stephen Chinnick. How do we lose this, though? Because, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we shouldn't start celebrating quite yet. We should look at the curveballs here.
Somebody said.
He said we shouldn't start sucking each other's yet. The point is, it's a family show. We'll be right back on the other side. There'll be time for that later, Stuart.
No, there won't.
That's a joke. Okay, you made the joke.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising, but month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Episode 2, Rebirth of the Republic. Yeah, Biden is a placeholder because the fact that they're pushing him means whoever he makes his VP is who he will then step down if he wins. So that's clearly the play to run somebody who's this addled, this clearly in the middle stages of dementia, maybe even worse. As Tucker Carlson said last Friday, I mean, a couple months, he's going to be writing on the walls with poop, finger painting. So Stuart Rhodes, Oathkeepers founder, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think the entire Democratic field was just kabuki theater, and Hillary's the actual candidate, and they're just waiting for all of that dust to settle, and then she'll come in as his VP, and then she will be president when he's declared incompetent once he's sworn in.
By the way, we were all saying this years ago. Now they float it all the time.
Yeah, well, they've been doing it to Trump, right? Trump is incompetent. Trump should be declared incompetent in the 25th Amendment. So when Biden gets in and is clearly incompetent, the right will clamor for him to be declared incompetent. And they'll say, you know what, you're right. Then Hillary will become president.
Aside from the fact that Hillary Clinton's probably more beautiful than Marilyn Monroe, seriously, as a reanimated corpse, she's very sexy. I'm into zombies. I like her. No, but seriously, what do you think? Because obviously she's delusional. I don't see she'll even get away with that, but she's definitely thinking it. What do you think's going on?
Look, we talked about Hillary a couple of years ago when she was tripping and falling all over the place. She had her own problems mentally and physically. I think it's an interesting scenario. I think Stuart may be right, but the reality is I don't think the Democrats have a prayer of a chance to get in. And basically, this is pretty much the end of the Democratic Party.
Because you're not just saying it. I mean, you can smell the death. And then let's back away. Not to violate the Goldwater Rule, but just as a psychiatrist and a smart guy that ran black ops for the U.S. government, Trump is a magnificent creature. I mean, he's had his problems, but he just gets stronger under attack. So speak to the Democratic Party's death and then Trump, who this guy is.
Well, the beginnings of all of this was when Nancy Pelosi decided on her own to go up against Trump. And the paramount activity for Nancy, where I said she was highly self-destructive, she herself has a problem mentally and physically. She now has a candidate for the first time in 40 years to run against her in Pacific at Palisades. But basically, what I was saying with Nancy, once she tore up that piece of paper, that was the end of a whole era. And Nancy, the Bidens, all of those, the Clintons, they're finished. The Bushes are finished. The Bush Jr. now didn't get elected. That's the first time in 30 or 40 years that a Bush has never been elected in a local election. So what I'm predicting is the end of the political parties as we know them now. Trump is unique for the very simple reason. This is the first time we've had a businessman who really has accomplished what he has accomplished. And I was there in New York, New Jersey, everywhere in Florida.
Well, you're saying he's not perfect, but he's like a space alien to them. He's not part of the swamp. They don't even know how to read him.
Exactly. And what he uses was exactly what you and I were talking about, and sometimes what you create and I create, and that is chaos. He knows how to use that Twitter to create chaos within the system, and people don't know how to respond.
That's what's crazy on the left. They don't even get to kill a bad story and create a new one. They just, what is this thing where they hammer the same stories over and over again for like 10 years? No one listens to it. It's like, but they just do it like, the same story over and over again.
Well, there's a reason why they're not on the air, and you are, my friend. The reality is they don't have your ability to improvise, to talk, to be able to be funny. And I mean it seriously. When you have a one-note orchestra, that's it. Nobody's going to listen. It's finished. They know that. We know that. It's just playing out now, the death of this party and the death of a system that really is no longer in a constitutional system.
You're right. You predicted it 10 years ago. I didn't believe you. So how do they go down? And I don't want to be like Gandalf up here. The Balrog falls off the cliff. He gets me with his whip. And how do we stop them from taking us down with them?
You don't do anything with them. It's basically like a patient committing suicide, what I call the borderline. Every time they want to cut their wrists, I let them cut their wrists. If they want to keep cutting their wrists, they do it in front of me, and I said, fine, I'm not going to stop you. Why would I, as a psychiatrist, want to stop your self-destructive behavior? As an operational intel officer, I would encourage it and say, you know what, I really don't care. Go ahead and keep doing it, because that's exactly what Nancy did. That's exactly what Biden is doing. And you want to encourage that. And that's what Trump is really doing. He's saying, okay, now bring
you're
in
right.
your
he
next.
He baits them into destroying themselves quicker, because it's better to get rid of them quickly.
Exactly. And he understands how to do that, because he's done it in business. He's done it in politics. He's pulling out of an 18-year fiasco created by none other than Cheney and Bush.
And by the way, you're not just a Trump lover. You were super mad at him a few years ago when he was making the wrong move. You warned him about the neocons. But isn't it great to see him actually pulling out of these wars? Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. But you know why? I say it again. With all due respect, he listens to you, and he understands what this is about. And he understood from the very beginning that we're here not to flatter him. We're here to do a reality testing. Reality testing in politics is not easy. So you can't.
No, he doesn't need yes men. He needs people to challenge him.
Correct. And that's what he likes. I think Hope Hicks was brought back in. He likes her. She's attractive, but she's a reality tester for him. Even Ivanka is a reality tester. Jared Kushner, who I thought once was deficient, really has become
a... Trump doesn't like people that challenge him just on an ego basis. But if you're really telling him something, that's what I'm not bragging. They hate me so much, because I tell Trump stuff. It's real. It's not from a point of like, I'm better than him. Like, sir, you need to look at this right now. He like listens.
Not only listens, but he respects you and others because you're willing to stand up to him. That's an important dynamic for Trump. He knows he likes to intimidate people, but beneath that, he wants to be liked. And quite frankly, the need to be liked is far more important to him than in the intimidation. So once he likes somebody, he'll say, oh, my good friend Abe, or my good friend Xi, or my good friend...
I see him trying to intimidate people. He thinks you're trying to intimidate him.
Well, it's even more than that. He's used to intimidating, and he wants to see how you react to it. If you don't react to it and you know how to bypass him and use a joke, he respects you. If you kowtow to him, he's going to use you, but then he's going to deprecate.
That's exactly what Roger Stone told me, because one time in front of Roger, I had a phone call for like 15 minutes with the president, and he goes, listen, he doesn't like that you're being too nice. You need to be man-to-man. I said, okay. Well, I was just but Roger's absolutely right, though, about that.
No, Roger was correct. And one of the things that really got me angry is Roger Stone's going to go to prison. Give me a break for 7 years to do what? He's never bothered anybody. You got the Sacklers who killed 250,000 people with their drugs, OxyContin, and created 2 million heroin addicts.
That'll be executed.
They're not going to prison. There you are.
Dr. Pachinik, you couldn't come on last week. Come back again with us very, very soon. We love you. SteveMachinik.com. Thank you.
I love you. Take care.
Always informative. And Now we're going to take over with Stuart Rhodes and his colonel buddy, who I've seen on the show before. He's a really smart guy and has some inside intel, and he used to be involved in COG. I'll tell you what COG is if you don't know straight ahead.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People ask me all the time on the street and in emails and comments, why do you have one guest on and disagree with another guest? Why do you say one thing one hour, another thing another? Well, no, I'm always for the Second Amendment, and I'm always for the family and Jesus Christ and the First Amendment, and I'm always for America, but I'm not a cult. I want to have have different perspectives on with different angles to challenge my mind. Google, you know, it's always trying to put you like your own little group and feed you what you want to hear. No, I don't want that. So Stuart Rhodes is here, and I've met him before. He's been on the show when you co-hosted. John Siemens is a retired Army colonel, worked in COG, continuity of government, very secretive area. He's not going to get anything classified here, but a lot of this is out in the open. And so he's going to talk about it today, and FEMA getting their secret declaration ready. It's already in place, and so much more. And you're not challenging Pachinik. We're not in a cult. He wants to make it all sound like it's great and everybody's okay. But, Stuart, you've got some great points. You can see the setup of the president here. We should take this very seriously.
Yeah, I think people are being way too complacent. We've got a deep state that's not going to give up. I mean, Trump was an anomaly, caught him off guard. But as we've talked about before, you can expect the vote fraud to be extra heavy this time.
Oh, Trump better not count his chickens.
Yeah, they made a mistake, and last time he was able to overwhelm the vote fraud. That element alone is a problem. You got billions of illegal aliens are going to be set up to vote in Texas right here and in California and New Mexico. So this is all ground we've covered before. I think he's being way too complacent. And the other thing is that they will use this crisis, you know, whether it's real or not. I think it is real. They will use this to take Trump down. They'll be blamed
for it. Let's be clear. America is running the tables right now because it awoken. But you're absolutely right. If we don't worry about election fraud and other things, them trying to blame the coronavirus, which they're doing on Trump, we are missing a major blind spot.
Yeah, so he needs to be decisive and do the right thing. And the right thing would be to seal our borders right now.
And John Siemens, tell us about John. He's got quite a background.
So Colonel John Siemens was the 5th Army liaison to FEMA when he was in service. Spent 30 years in the U.S. military in the Army. And he worked in fact, he was on Oklahoma City. He's on the ground in Oklahoma City after the Murrah bombing there. So he also worked on training National Guard state commands. And part of the scenarios he worked on was a mass hurricane coming across New Orleans, which was before FEMA, before Katrina. And as a result of that exercise, he had determined that if we ever had a level 5 hurricane, it would be 30 feet of water in downtown New Orleans. And that's exactly what happened.
So he's been there, done that. Right. Your approximation of the coronavirus, Colonel.
I think that it's a weapon of mass destruction first. I think it's something that China has released either on purpose or in accident.
I concur with that. It's very clear.
I think it's very clear. They've got a problem, and it may have been generated by some of the stuff that America has done in affecting their economy. They're hurting.
They're strike back.
They are hurting. And they're a communist government. They cannot support their people. They can't take care of their people. They got to get rid of them. That's one of the possibilities.
You're right. Their bubble's collapsing. They've got to have a reset.
Yeah.
That's what the smart money says, Colonel.
Yeah. But then they can use it also if they're in cahoots with anybody else. They can bring it down and use it as a bioweapon against America and affect Trump because Trump's the guy that's hurting them.
Well, I mean, you can see it in the UN in coordination, Stuart, to blame America for it. It's just crazy.
What's the setup? Is don't do anything that will actually stop the spread of the virus. Let it spread throughout the world. Let it cause chaos. And then use that for their purposes, which is always the same answer, which is more draconian central government, and in particular in the United States, to take Trump down.
But that's part of where we're going is... FEMA and the U.S. government in total has a responsibility to protect America. They're not doing that.
So why are they sending out bad kids or not sending out kids? I'm not blaming Trump. I can barely run my own office. I got a great crew. They were against me. It'd be over. But clearly, the CDC's, who are the culprits? You're an expert on this.
Oh, I don't know that I'm the expert, but...
Well, no, I mean, as much as anybody, I mean, you've been on the inside. Who is playing this down?
Well, I think we've got a deep state problem in there, in the CDC, as well as many other government agencies, and they like to look good and not do anything. They're used to sitting on their bottoms. So, they want to throw money at a problem or throw it to somebody else. Oh, it's his problem. It's Trump's problem. No, it's our government's
problem.
Well,
I got a call by a lieutenant colonel, not a colonel like you, but in Army Special Operations. He said, Alex, we just want you to know we've been briefed that the projection is 3 million dead. If the CDC prediction of 2% mortality is right. So we're preparing for that, and it's going to cause all sorts of supply chain and breakdown. Then I might have another lieutenant colonel retired. He was in special operations as well at my house. Just in a business thing we're doing with my wife and he. I've known the guy a while. He's telling her while I'm driving to work, I had to leave, the same thing. His buddy got a briefing her the same thing. So, I mean, this is like the Army's being told, get ready for 3 million dead. What have you guys heard from your sources, Kirk?
Well, we're seeing movement now, like the one
clip. Oh, yeah, we have this footage, maybe, from Florida.
Show the clip from the CBRN unit.
That's a special operation.
It's a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear response unit, which is in each major FEMA region, are dedicated units. They're National Guard, but they're all full-time troops. And they're integrated with special forces. And there's one on the move in Florida that someone just videotaped.
We had this about an hour ago. We'll see if we can roll that again.
We're seeing increased activity like that across the country. More movement of military vehicles, and that's an entire military unit running down the road.
But FEMA says they're getting ready to declare a national emergency. Colonel, you were involved as a liaison with FEMA at a major national level. What does that signify?
Well, it signifies there's a problem. I wrote a lot of exercises for FEMA training state governments on how to handle national emergencies. And that's been 20 years ago. And those plans have basically been sitting on a shelf for most of that 20 years, percolating. They get revised every couple years. And I'm not familiar with where they are now, but they certainly were in detailed enough that they could use them to handle many different types of emergencies.
Let me ask this question. Whether the virus is super spreadable or super deadly or not, China locking down its major cities and supply chain breakdowns, that's real. So why is China doing this? To shut down the Taiwanese protests? Or?
Well, I think they had no choice. There's a good example of a real crisis that has a side benefit for them of shutting down the ability of people in Hong Kong, for example, to protest. And same thing in the United States. A lockdown in our country will stop the rise of these militia units, for example, in Virginia. No one's going to want to go to a mass muster of 500 guys like we just had.
Exactly. It's a way to shut down the political awakening in America.
We have to keep in mind that the state area commands, the state adjutant general, is an appointee of the governor. And the governor controls those Army units, those National Guard units, until the president decides that, no, they're mine, that he activates them into federal service. So that's what the governor in Virginia has done, is used that state area command and their National Guard units in order to threaten the citizens of Virginia. And we can expect the same thing to happen in New Mexico and other places.
Well, that's it. The Democrats have been trying to invoke martial law and a clash, but it's been failing.
So what better way to do it? What better way to make it actually happen than to let the virus come into the United States, do the minimal amount to stop it, in fact, maybe help spread it, and then trick Trump into taking the steps that they want to see happen, which is quarantines inside the United States, setting the precedent so that when they come in for power, they can use those precedents.
Yeah, they're setting us up for them to be able to declare a national emergency. Exactly.
And then within that national emergency, how do they attack Trump?
Well, he's blamed for it. You know, you make it really bad, and then you say he didn't do enough to stop this. Now look at what's happening. And so, therefore, we have to quarantine all the cities. And of course, the Virginia governor, for example, can use those powers.
And that's the cover for removing Trump.
Well, sure, they could say he's incompetent, or we'll just lose the election because he could be blamed for it.
It's a cover for them to blame Trump so that they can garner their votes and get Trump out of office.
All right, final segment before our next guest host, Mike Adams, takes over. And boy, is he ready to cover a lot of critical stuff. Both of our guests are here with us right now. I'm Alex Jones, John Siemens, retired Army colonel involved with FEMA, and of course, Stuart Rose, founder of Oakkeeper. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So,
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyroline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So we know the bureaucratic deep state has been trying to bring down Trump and bring down this American resurgence, but there's a deep state that cooks breakfast for their children every morning and works in factories and ranches and in schools and police departments and fire departments and other systems every day, and it's the American people. Stuart Rhodes is here with us, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, constitutional lawyer, patriot, and John Siemens, retired colonel, was the main liaison for one of the main FEMA Region 7s with the entire federal government in COG, continuity of government. So I want to ask this question to both of you. What would you call this time America is in right now? I see it as a time we're trying to take control of our government again. We've had a lot of success, but we're not in the final leg of the victory. But I think we're almost over the top. Maybe we're over the top right now. And how is the system going to strike back? And if we look at how Democrats operate, how they use every crisis to power grab and to leverage, and how their blue cities operate, and how they're salivating saying they're going to use the virus to blame Trump, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I would call it either 1774, that's about where we're at, or the Second American Civil War. That's kind of where we're at. And we're fighting against, you know, the deep state that wants to overthrow our Constitution.
Although you're not just saying that. That's really where we are. Keep going. Keep going.
That's where we're at. And so I think a good scenario to walk through with the colonel is take Washington State, for example, a sanctuary state for illegal aliens, and Seattle, a sanctuary city for illegal aliens. And now we have a situation where they're experiencing an epidemic. So I can see this happening, that they will blame it on Trump, never talk about the fact that their open border mentality has helped spread the disease in their state, but they're going to blame it on Trump. Then
did you see the Democrat state rep that said, get infected, go to a mega rally?
Right, I saw that. Right. So let's walk through a scenario of what happens if they then quarantine a city, and now the governor and the mayor get to be the heroes and say that we stepped in and did the right thing because Trump didn't do the right thing.
Well, first off, they have been sitting there for months and even years denying the federal government to even come in and do something to take care of that problem. Trump has said he needs to go into San Francisco, for instance, and take care of the homeless filth problem there. But you get into something like this coronavirus in Seattle. What's going to happen is they've denied the federal government from taking care of anything, despite what Trump may want to do. And then now they're going to step up, like Stuart just said. They want to step up, and they'll start with small places that are quarantined. Yeah, they're already quarantining individuals in homes. Well, now they're looking at a whole nursing home where they've had a lot of deaths, and it will step up and slowly expand to where, as the coronavirus expands, they're going to quarantine a whole city.
That's right. It all started in communist China, the globalist run system, to set the precedent to do it here.
Right. And instead of, like I said before, instead of defending our borders and locking down our country and being that be the hardcore answer.
As Pat Buchanan said last week, then Trump wins regardless.
Precisely.
He's done the default. Why isn't he doing it? He doesn't want to hurt the stock market.
Well, he's also being given bad advice. He's let Pence take over, and instead of him talking to CDC.
And that's one thing you and Pacinic agree on, don't trust Pence.
No, I mean,
why does everybody? I kind of like Pence, but I know his background, but why is Pence bad?
Well, first of all, the most recent example is he's fully in favor of red flag. He is wanting to set.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had a symposium in Indiana for red flag.
Wow, show my ignorance. He's for red flag? Wow.
Yeah. He had a symposium in Indiana saying that the red flag legislation in Indiana is the model the whole country should follow. So they're just.
I saw some of that. Wow, he endorsed that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's not good.
So he's a huge red flag guy. That's a huge red flag for him right there.
That is a huge red flag. So what do you think comes next?
Well, I think what's happening is that Pence is part of the control team to control Trump and set him up. That's what I really believe is going to happen to him. He's a globalist. I don't care how many times he kneels on the floor.
So who would Trump replace Pence with?
Good question. Who should he replace him with?
Maybe Congressman Scalise. Jim Jordan. Rand Paul.
What was the gentleman's name from Kansas?
Hurley.
No, the other one.
No, I know he's the one that was Attorney General. He's really good. Hurley. Hurley.
Kasich.
Kasich?
No, I wouldn't go for Kasich. Kasich gives me a bad feeling, but Jim Jordan would be good in my mind.
Jim Jordan, you tells a good guy.
Or Rand Paul.
Oh. And Rand Paul's good, too.
Hey, we got to give Trump credit. He's pulling the troops out of Afghanistan.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's not taking care of this country. That's the problem. Is he's so focused on foreign affairs, he's been distracted, they're running the clock out on him. Meanwhile, we have this massive invasion of illegals that he has not yet stopped. Even right now, about the coronavirus, he's been asked by one conservative journalist, well, what about the southern border? Well, we're going to look at that. He should have troops on the border right now and say, I'm locking the border down with the U.S. military, period, because illegal Chinese come through the border all the time.
Well, sure. Now, we need to start exercising our territorial jurisdiction.
And he should exercise his powers as president.
By the way, all these libertarians go, oh, we don't need a government. What do you do when the Nazis or the communists or the Chi-Coms come against you? Like, I get it. We don't want a government. We want to get rid of it all. The point is, what do you do when there's another militarized government coming at you? You want to constitute a government that's limited, that protects your rights, that you control. It's not going to be perfect to defend against that. How do you square that up? Because I get the anarchic capitalist arguments. It just doesn't exist. It creates warlords instantly. You remove a government power, other ones spring up.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a hardcore.
You want major awards for constitutional articles.
That's why I'm a, what you call a minarchist. I'm not a no-state libertarian because it doesn't work. Someone's going to make rules and someone's going to enforce them.
Exactly. Somebody always making rules. Better be me.
Right.
Not some warlord on some hill.
Exactly. Colonel?
But we have a constitution that says exactly what the state should do and what the federal government can't do. But the federal government has that responsibility. You know, I lived through the RIF, the reduction in force after Vietnam, and those soldiers were just kicked out. There's places where we could use the soldiers that are coming back out of Afghanistan. One of them is right on the southern border here in Texas.
That we could mobilize and pay for it right now.
Right now. That money's already there.
Well, the president could call them up as the militia under the federal statutes and put them on the border.
Well, that's the other thing.
And if Trump wants to truly win, he should stand in as the POTUS in this crisis. As Pat Buchanan said, he must now do it. He's already gotten almost there. He just got to do it.
In a constitutional manner. And the way to do that is to call up the militia, as the colonel's pointing out, put us all of us veterans back on the border and lock it down and stop all international flights. Just start right there.
And that would kill the cartels instantly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Total exercise of power.
It would, and would also stop the further flying in of people that are infected with this virus. It would make him a hero.
Well, let's be honest. The virus is a cover to secure the republic. But it is a problem. I'm just saying we should be honest about that.
Well, sure. That's why I don't want to see, you know, I think martial law is unconstitutional anyway, but I don't want to see any draconian things done to the American people.
But locking the border down is not martial law. Exactly.
Right.
They're saying get ready for martial law here. In our neighborhoods, but not on the border?
But how do you keep from locking down that? One of those issues is the militia. Take the arms away from the militia so that they can't go defend that. We don't need a presidential order as a militia to go down there and do it. The individuals will step up. That's why the Japanese didn't invade this country.
General Yamamoto, a gun behind every blade of grass.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing is, the average domesticated person hears that and goes, men just go and defend. That's what the world ran like.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the problem. Is the president is being told by his advisors, don't do the manly Teddy Roosevelt thing to do. Don't do what you actually have a responsibility
with the Rough Riders.
Yeah. Instead, no, don't do the
General Jack Pershing.
That might scare people. Don't do that. That could cause a panic. I'm so tired of the word panic. So what? Liberal panic. You should be panicked in a way.
Well, those drug cartels, the minute the Marines went down, it'd be over.
Oh, yeah. They'd be done. So we've been saying this for years. The colonel and I spent, you know, months actually on the border in New Mexico and Texas and all over the place. And we just pull our hair out saying President Trump can and should lock the border down with troops. He should have done that before. He should do it now. And so Pat Buchanan's correct. He should act decisively right now, and he'll be...
Let's be clear. If nothing's happened on the border, it's the president's right to militarize it. But now it's out of control. You should. Instead, we're being told in the news, get ready to be locked down in your houses in Austin, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, but the border's still going to be open?
Right. So it's always about controlling you, not controlling the border.
Insane. All right, gentlemen. Thank you, John Siemens. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you. And Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
I'm going to finish up on the other side of this break, and I'm now going to bring in our next guest, Mike Adams, who you all want to listen to straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on.
billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.